Distorted View Daily proudly presents When TV Teleprompters Break Down.
A local man spots something suspicious and decides to spring into action. He has done something that is very good. Port St. Lucie police need to know if you have seen anything of the man who exposed himself to several women and children. They released this composite sketch.
Hey! Ah! My voice is so high today. Hey, freaks! It's Thursday, September 25th, 2008. Coming up on the program today, beating the living shit out of diabetics, plus monkey ass recognition, and why is my butt stapled shut? All of this plus your emails today on the Distorted View Show.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes! Timothy James Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the first of two new episodes today. Sideshow Freaks will be getting a bonus episode a little bit later. At the top of the program, we've got a brand new Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee, thanks to our good friend Matt. Matt writes in, Jagoo Tim, this is Matt from the University of Massachusetts in Amherst, and one of the people on my floor showed me this rap group. It's probably the most fucked up thing I've ever heard in a while, and I've been listening to DV for 3 years. I'd recommend playing Hate Fuck. It takes about 10 or so seconds to get into it, but once it hits the lyrics, you'll enjoy it. Also, Fresh Erection is interesting. The group is called Ferocious Orgy Boys, and they can be found on MySpace, and you can actually download the full version of the songs that I'm going to be playing for you. I don't know why you'd want to. Actually, I enjoy this music. The first cut we're going to play is Hate Fuck.
LP on the track. What? What? Yo, have you ever been hate?
Yo, pussy is about to get violated.
Oh, he's got the jackhammer.
Hey, fuck that bitch.
Hey, fuck her in the ass.
Hey, fuck that bitch.
That throw her in the trash.
Hey, fuck that bitch.
Throw some bows and kicks.
Getting penetrated by at least both dicks.
Listen up, y'all, let me give you a lesson in the definition of a hate fuck session when you know, bitch.
I gotta say, I love the lyrics. I think their singing or rapping could be improved quite a bit. That's why they're Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominees.
We think she's the shit, but if she wasn't so hot, her throat already be slit. Take her out one night and give her some boost. Once she gets tipsy, then you start to seduce. Take her up to your room and unleash the doom. Pound that pussy till you reach her motherfucking womb.
Well, I lean.
Unleash the doom.
It started out cool, but you made up some shit on a trip to school. Let me tell you my plan.
All right, that's Hate Fuck, right? My favorite, though, by far, is Fresh Erection.
So my eyes make some sense. I'm rather spooning. Asian Frodo dog. Tucker Cage. Better walk a tonka. What's the room? Plans, man. Troops, cause I feel it. And I run on top of Coochie Bird. Cause I need a needle.
I got a fresh erection.
Slap me in my pussy.
I got a fresh erection.
Can I please lick your bong hole?
Go down low. Touch me in my booper, bitch, squeeze my tit. And call me a state trooper, girl, my cum so thick. I use it to carve. I love to use jelly and cheese when I eat a bread bar. My favorite thing to eat is the clit of a lamb. I smear my ass with some bananas and a tab of jam. Ooh, it's so tender when I lick my dog's clit. That's okay, I'll just devour Rachel Barrett's fucking shit. Come so children, it's so fucking yummy. Rachel Barrett, mummy's mac and cheese, then rubs it on her tummy. Cubs so antlers, raiding my mind. Diarrheaing on Chance Miller is my favorite pastime. I have a fetish with the show. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Slick my hair back, get naked. Now watch you jizz on a bear. 3, 2, 1. The story ends like this. She gave me deep throat while I took a long piss.
I could definitely see this being used as an intro to DV.
I said, Dad, what's up?
He just nodded away. There was no need to talk. I knew just on what to say. The kid saw my dick. He called it gigantic. Then he went down on me like Leo in Titanic. I made him swallow my cum. Then I bought him a razor. He shaved my ass, cooch, and balls as a personal favor.
My ass, cooch, and balls.
Beg over an open fire.
Well, I have 4 times.
In front of the Santa Squire.
I bleached my asshole just to please my mom. Shoved a grenade on my ass. It ignited the bomb. I fingered Chad Reed's bum and ooh, it felt sweet. Put my dick on the grill and cooked it like meat. Every other.
All right, all right. There you go. Ferocious Orgy Boys. I've got a clip here from the Discovery Health channel, and I know Cheryl Murkowski watches this channel a lot. Do you have any information about this? It's the strangest clip. Take a listen.
Does that say she eats toilet paper?
How much does it say there?
6 rolls a day.
Yes. This girl eats 6 rolls of toilet paper a day.
Which I found incredible that you even have time to eat 6 rolls of toilet paper per day.
I'm always running out of toilet paper. I use a lot of toilet paper on my shithole. It's a precious resource. I can't imagine using it for anything other than, you know, wiping your ass.
Should I get a psych consult?
Let's see, eating toilet paper?
When I hear that somebody's eating 6 rolls of toilet paper a day, I think they've got some psychiatric problems.
Yeah, you'd probably want to get her evaluated. That's not normal behavior. I can't believe this guy's a doctor.
Without an appropriate Bordeaux?
I'm almost sure of it.
Of course she needs a psych consult.
Yes, of course she needs a psych consult.
Put up like this until a little pain. I think I'll stick to my carbs.
Now, she's sitting there with her friend, right? And her friend is kind of weird. It's like she's an actor.
Crystal, hi. I'm Dr. Socher.
Socher.
That's her friend, Dr. Socher.
So it says here you eat toilet paper.
Like 6 rolls a day, give or take. It's true. Go ahead and feel her. She's squeezably soft.
See what I mean? Doesn't that seem like a line a sitcom writer would pen, you know what I mean?
It's true. Go ahead and feel her. She's squeezably soft.
But it was on the Discovery Health channel, and I don't think they have sitcoms.
Whatever, you're so stupid.
Can I ask you why?
Because she's gross. Like, it's any worse than what you're eating. It's just a nervous habit, I guess.
Their banter seems really fake. Anyways, you actually see her eating the toilet paper, so I have no doubt that she actually does this.
It's just a nervous habit, I guess.
They said it matter-of-factly. Just like, this is what she does, and this is how she does it.
I've been doing it since I was a little girl.
Okay. I'm going to get a nurse so we can work up your abdominal pain, and I'll be right back.
Yeah, I wonder what the abdominal pain could be. Maybe it's the 10,000 feet of toilet paper in your stomach. It's clogging up your insides. Doctor should just stick a giant plunger down her throat. Take care of it the same way you would a toilet clog.
I thought she needed to see a psychiatrist, but I didn't think that I was going to change her behavior at all. Some people chew on pencils. Some people eat toilet paper, I guess.
No, 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 no. That is not the same thing at all. Biting your nails and consuming ginormous quantities of toilet paper, it's not the same thing at all. Couple more clips and then we'll get into the news. This one is from Fox News. It's not really a blooper, but take a listen to the woman. Her speech is just a little off. If you pay real close attention, she's almost slurring her words. And at the end, I think even her co-host notices it.
We go to the beach often, New Jersey Shore, and I always panic in the ocean because I'm just that way.
And he said
there's
no sharks out here.
Sharks out here. There's no great white sharks
well,
out here.
Well, to be fair to Doug, this is 2 to 3 miles off the coast.
Okay. So right on the shoreline, I'm safe, as long as the riptide or the jellyfish.
Or the fire ants, yeah, or the gators.
Or now the bluff that we have.
See what I mean? There's something off about her voice.
Yeah, the gators and
or now the bluff that we have. Worry about falling on me. As long as those things don't get me, I'm all good.
Nice.
Okay, good.
More Xanax.
Here is a 5-year-old black kid talking about how much of a pimp he is.
Bill,
what's up, nigga?
Shit.
Yeah.
Shit, Bill.
No, nigga.
Hey, nigga, what you be doing at school?
I be fucking girls in the booty. Nigga, and a coochie, nigga. Nigga, I got 5 girls in my classroom suck my dick. Yeah, nigga.
You shouldn't use hurtful words like that.
Yeah. Nigga, I'm the boss of the school, nigga. Nigga, I tell niggas to bow, nigga, when I come
home.
I'd be like,
nigga,
bow for me. Nigga, bow for me.
Finally, as we continue Distorted View's Kids Corner, we've got a drag queen chasing around a little child who apparently mooned this gay guy who's dressed like a woman. And she's chasing him throughout like a strip mall and then runs into a store screaming at the kid. Take a listen to this insanity.
Let me ask you a question.
Fuck you!
Want me to bust you across your motherfucking head, little bitch? You better run, you little motherfucker. Because I bet I'll beat your motherfucking ass, bitch. You lucky you ain't gonna come to me. I'll beat your ass, motherfucker. Shut your ass up, you little bitch.
I mean, this is just a typical episode of Distorted View. If you're a new listener, this is pretty much a standard episode. Rap songs about sex and diarrhea, girls eating six rolls of toilet paper, ghetto drag queens chasing around children, and, of course, women who are afraid of gigantic penises.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, you're trying to kill it. You're trying to kill it.
Yeah. You are going to kill her pussy with that huge cock of yours. All right, that one was a bonus. That was a freebie. All right, let's get back to the drag queen here.
Excuse you. What you tell me? What you say? Bitch, you best around. Little boy, you better shut your motherfucking ass up, okay? Because I ain't somebody to play with. You don't be doing that motherfucking shit. You don't disrespect me, bitch, because I'm not your mama. You understand me? Uh-huh, bitch, I would not, but I would beat the head out of you if you was my damn son.
The kid is at, like, a checkout lane at a store, and the people in there, the other customers, are just wondering, what the fuck is going on?
I would abort your motherfucking ass. Shut your ass up, little... Y'all, this boy disrespectful. I don't play. I don't play that. You little bitch.
Okay.
What you say? Excuse me?
This just goes on and on.
Excuse me, what you said?
And on.
Faggot, a faggot is a pile of sticks and meatballs in the United Kingdom. And what? Use a dictionary, little boy, and get your mind right. Get your head out your ass, get some sense. Thank you, and we're on. Bye-bye.
I did not know that that faggots mean meatballs in the United Kingdom.
Put you in your place, bitch. You got on. You got served. Thank you.
All right.
With your small little dick ass. Thank you, bitch. Right. Stick that up your ass, hoe.
He has a small little dick because he's a five-year-old.
With your small little dick ass. Thank you, bitch.
All right.
Stick that up your ass, hoe. Stick that up your ass, hoe. And what?
Okay, and with that, let's get into
Excuse me, bitch. You don't know what I do in the goddamn bed. Remind your business.
Get into the crazy bizarre.
Your business of your own. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Twisted fucked up news right now. If you like Distorted View and you want to hear more of this stupidity, sign up for the sideshow. I have quit my job. I am doing this for a living. I don't know if all you guys know that. Like, new listeners might not know this. This is what I do, believe it or not. It really is a dream job. I just search out cum farts and Japanese puke porn all day. It's fantastic, but I need your help to continue doing it. By signing up for the sideshow. $5 a month, that's all it takes. Or $50 a year, that's like getting 2 months free. You get full access to the entire archive of every single episode of the show. Plus, we do extended shows, exclusive shows, and video casts throughout the week just for Sideshow Freaks. This past weekend, I posted 3 brand new episodes just for Sideshow Freaks. Then this week, we did an extended show. Yesterday, we did a video cast. Today, as a matter of fact, we're doing a bonus episode of DV. So if you want to listen to that, sign up for the Sideshow, superfreaksideshow.com. 3 quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one comes from Maryland, specifically Baltimore. A man alleging a Maryland doctor stapled his rectum shut during an operation, causing him to go without defecating for 17 days, took his federal lawsuit to trial on Monday. Ronald Watkins, 64, what was he coughing up shit at that point? When you can't poop for 17 days, I'm assuming it gets backed up pretty far up. Gagging on shit logs. Like, every time he coughs, little turdlet balls shoot out of his mouth. That was my impression of poop balls coming out of your mouth. Once you pop, you can't stop. Ronald Watkins, 64, of West Virginia, is suing Manuel Cassiano, a doctor in Frederick County, for allegedly botching a 2004 surgery that left Watkins with permanent bowel problems. Quote, the reason for suing Dr. Cassiano is very simple. His rectum was stapled shut. Now, I am not saying this guy doesn't have the right to sue. I am saying, however, he could have handled this himself. Hoof it on down to Office Depot, buy a staple remover and a handheld mirror so you can see what you're doing, and just pop that sucker right out. Could you imagine the shit geyser that would spew forth after that staple had popped out? Julia Ludowski, who is one of the attorneys representing Watkins, told jurors in U.S. District Court that Watkins now experiences rectal discharge. Jesus Christ. And needs to wipe himself between 12 and 15 times a day. Poop is just continually seeping out of this guy's asshole. Oh, I hope he doubles or triples up on his underwear. He's also had to have 4 unnecessary surgeries because of Cassiano's actions. The doctor's attorney, Conrad Varner, said Watkins' bowels merely became swollen shut because of medical problems, not because of stapling. Varner said Watkins' habitual smoking, which is up to 2 packs a day, contributed to his bowel problems because nicotine constricts blood vessels. All right, you can blame smoking for a lot of things. I think it's unfair to say it causes you to seep shit out of your ass all day. I think there would be far fewer smokers if that was a side effect. After the surgery to remove a rectal tumor, Watkins complained of increasing rectal pressure and an inability to pass gas. In subsequent surgeries, Cassiano found that Watkins' rectum was closed because of staples, according to the lawsuit. He couldn't get past the staple line, said Ludowski. There you go. Second story we have for you today comes from Michigan. Police are accused...
I have your mind. I'm bullshit. I'll be fine. Fuck you.
You know what David Hasselhoff enjoying whiskey and a Baconator means. It's time for Distorted Views, Access Entertainment, Hollywood News, Insider Report, Extra Edition tonight!
Celebrity Michael Jackson.
All right, let's just stop it. Yes, Clay Aiken has come out of the closet. He said, I am gay. The world has collectively responded with one giant, yeah. There you go, that's your breaking news. Nothing. It's breaking nothing. Now for your real second news story. Dearborn and Allen Park police are accused of mistaking a diabetic man for a drunk driver. I just love that, you know, police spot this poor guy, you know, stumbling around because of low blood sugar. They assume he's drunk and then beat the living shit out of him.
I'm here at Liberty Medical and there's something I want you to hear. Diabetes. People with diabetes. People with diabetes. People with diabetes. Diabetes.
Oh, I love Wilford Brimley. Although my favorite diabetes remix is Rock Me Diabetes.
Diabetes, 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 diabetes testing supplies.
All right, back to the story here. Yes, police mistaken a diabetic man for a drunk driver and beat him to the point that he required surgery to remove part of his brain, according to a lawsuit filed by an attorney representing the man's wife. Pamela Griglin, 46, and her attorney, Arnold Reed, on Monday filed a lawsuit asking for $20 million in damages. Reed said Ernest Griglin was driving southbound on the Southfield Freeway on June 15th when he suffered a diabetic hypoglycemic episode that caused him to swerve between lanes. Ernest was pulled over by Allen Park and Dearborn police, who thought he was drunk and beat him in the head and face. Quote, they began to hit him, punch him, and throw him to the ground. Ernest's wife said her husband told her, they beat me, Pam. They really beat me. However, 2 police reports offer differing details of the incident. In one police report, breathalyzer results listed prove Ernest was not drunk, but state police were chasing Ernest because of a domestic violence complaint. The report states he was pulled over after a short chase on the Southfield Freeway near Ford Road. All right, now the second report states that Ernest was combative and that officers were forced to put him on the ground. The only injury listed on the report is that some blood was noticed to be trickling down Ernest's nose. The attorney for the couple said Ernest was taken to Oakwood Hospital, where emergency brain surgery was performed, and that a part of Ernest's brain was removed. He added that the man has not been awake and has been on a ventilator since the incident, and he presented photographs to prove the man's condition. If he hasn't been awake since the incident, how can the wife say that her husband told her, they beat me, Pam, they really beat me? Lies! diabetic lies.
Diabetes, 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 diabetes testing supplies.
It just never gets old. Final story we have for you today. It's from the Distorted View Science Desk. Chimps can match up the faces of group members with photos of their assholes. The ability, this is a great party trick, if nothing else. The ability, researchers say, shows that chimps carry around mental representations with whole body details of chimps they have encountered. Primatologists of the Yerkes National Primate Research Center tested how well six adult chimpanzees could link pictures of various chimps' asses, either male or female, with photos of individual chimp faces. Why? Who cares? I love how our economy is in the shitter, our financial institutions are in complete ruins, and we're giving money to scientists so they can see if monkeys can identify each other by the look of their assholes. What could this research possibly lead to? I don't want to think about it. It's a very disturbing monkey future! I'm retarded. All right, they showed a chimp, first a photo of a chimp's behind, including genitals, then the faces of two chimps, both of the same sex as that behind. Each of three male and three female chimps were able to make the correct face with ass pairing, with a probability significantly higher than chance. Okay, great. In other experiments, they tested chimps' ability to recognize the sex of other chimps from photos of their faces alone. They first presented chimps with a photo of either a generic male or female chimp's rear end, a sexually charged stimulus is what they were calling it. The chimps were then shown closely cropped photos of two chimps, one male and one female, and encouraged to select the face of the same sex as the rear end. The chimps tended to be successful at this test too, but again, only if the faces belonged to chimps familiar to them. To be fair, some of those chimps could go either way. Really, the Chris Crockers of the hairy primate community.
My boyfriend's mom tried to tell me. She looked me right in my face and she said, "Chris, you can't have my son. Blood is thicker than water." I said, "Ma'am, with all due respect, blood is thicker than water. But guess what's thicker than blood? Semen. And I make your son come every night."
Ugh, what a nightmare for any parent. Like, it's bad enough your son is gay, and then you bring home Chris Crocker. Ah, it's a whole new level. There you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Thursday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, checking in with my freaky deekies.
Yo, 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 what up? This is a new caller, Sean, from Youngstown, Ohio, Northeast Ohio.
Yeah, I know where Youngstown at. That's close to Ashtabula.
Calling was not any power because damn hurricane ache. But, yeah, I'm just calling my cell phone. That's why. But, yeah, love the show. You fucking rock.
Thank you.
Just, first time calling you. Just want to say what's up. I love the show. You're fucking awesome. And you also mentioned X-Tube. X-Tube is awesome.
We've got a masturbator in the house, ladies and gentlemen.
For only a couple weeks now,
I can't imagine the porn industry is doing well anymore because now you just get everything for free, right?
Couple weeks now, I fucking love it. It's pretty cool. Just, you know, watch people just go and like have sex. It's all like mostly amateur shit, but it's fucking awesome. Thanks. I plan to join their
sideshow.
Keep them coming. Love the show.
Thank you very much. I love X2 because it has the ability to showcase new fetishes as they're hitting the scene. Like this whole jerking off on magazines, like pictures of people's faces and stuff. It's so weird. I love it.
There's so much wrong with the distorted view. The comedy freak show. Yeah, even if you're calling me comedy freak show, it's not good. Okay, the point is, I can fix it.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch a goddamn word you were trying to stutter.
I can fix it. You'll have to ring me back. Okay, at 858-722.
Why would you give out your number?
I'm aware that you have, like, a large audience of idiots who you could broadcast that number to. but I would hope that she would, you know. Here's pretty, like, this summarizes, like, how I feel about what you're doing. And it does it really well.
Why? Why is that show on TV? I caught an episode of it.
TV podcast.
But, and it is, there's no point to it. I don't care about any of those people. Why should I? They're nobody. They don't do anything. They're nobody. I guess Kim Kardashian's back.
Kim Kardashian. All right, so if you ring me back at me, I will tell you how to fix the show. It will be free.
First of all, why would I take advice from someone who can't form a fucking sentence without stuttering through it? And second of all, you yourself said I have plenty of I don't need your advice. Thank you, but no thanks. If you don't like it, find another stupid podcast to listen to.
Hey, Tim, plenty of them out there. Arizona. I just thought I'd let you know that I was listening to an old show. I think it was the first Anal Thursday. And anyway, there was an audio clip of a woman being...
Another highbrow comedy bit from Distorted View. Ding!
Clip of a woman being brutally sodomized with a wine bottle or champagne bottle, something of that sort.
Uh-huh, probably.
So anyway, I'm sitting here eating my lunch in the parking lot where I work, and I have a visor in my windshield and heavily tinted windows that are slightly cracked. And then that audio comes on, and I start getting some stares from my coworkers who are leaving for lunch, and I said, oh, fuck it, it's too late now. So I just went ahead and cranked it up, and we got about 25 seconds of screaming ass torture coming out of the car. So,
congratulations, and good luck on finding a new job.
Hey, Tim, it's Angry Goatee from Roanoke, Virginia. I just wanted to call and let you know that I had a, you know, you're a freak moment. When you're listening to Sextastic Tuesday and you're laughing your ass off at a four-year-old getting his back scalded, and the Chihuahua bit, the reenactment, had me fucking rolling, man. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very
I appreciate
much.
It. Later.
I've been mixing them up, by the way, the voicemails. Some of them are really old. Some of them are newer. That's why you heard someone talking about, I believe that was yesterday's show or the day before.
To greet Tim, it's Rolly in London. I was thinking for the window licker, he should snort your cum.
Oh, my God.
Afraid to get AIDS, or he could just snort his own cum. Anyway, keep
I can provide an AIDS test or something. That's a good idea. I should make him snort my cum.
God damn it, Tim. This is Rob from Cleveland in D.C.
Rob in D.C.
And I'm listening.
By the way, Rob, have you downloaded Mega Man 9 from the WiiWare channel? It's kicking my fucking ass. For those of you who don't know, Capcom did something really cool. They created a brand new Mega Man, but it's an 8-bit one, like a Nintendo-style Mega Man, and it's hard as fuck. I love it.
Your September 24th podcast, and I'm here in Arlington Cemetery. I'm at the JFK grave, and I'm listening to your insensitive reenactment, the slow motion kids screaming.
Yes.
Holy fucking Christ, that is inappropriate. Funny as hell, though. All right, man. Keep up the good work. I'll keep reporting to you. All right, bye.
Thank you very much, Rob, for checking in.
Goo-goo, Tim. Sounds like you missed an opportunity for comedy.
Probably.
Goals. You should have recorded.
I miss a lot of those.
Service call to India when your servers went down.
Yeah, he's saying that I should have recorded the phone calls to my internet service provider in India. someone else mentioned that on the message board, too. I really wish I did when the guy called it pubic puff.
Jagu, Tim, this is the newbie sideshow freak out of Phoenix. There was a story out here last week where this elderly couple who should not have been driving in the first goddamn place, they should have been euthanized long ago, pulled out of their apartment complex without looking, and a bus, one of the elderly buses,
that
shuttle elderly around, ran into them and killed them.
Yeah, they shuttle elderly people to various nursing homes and the, you know, vet hospitals and shit.
You know, if they were wise, they would have just ridden the goddamn bus in the first place instead of trying to catch it that way. Also, I'm wondering if you're going to be at the presidential debate in a couple days.
I'm waiting for my invite. I'm fingers crossed, so we'll see what happens.
Jigu, Mr. Henson. This is Johnny Hungwell.
I'm calling
to let you and the freaks know that if you have a Zune, the new Zune software, the 3.0, now supports password protected.
Yes!
So,
if you have a Zune, there is no reason not to sign up for the Distorted View Sideshow now. You can officially log in. Your password protected RSS feed will work with the Zune software. You can download all the additional content. So, sign up.
It's the same process as the iTunes. You just pop the feed location in, then it gives you a username and password prompt. So all those fuckers out there who have Zooms that don't have site memberships can sign up.
Very good. Thank you, Microsoft.
Jimmy! Hey, man, it's Ken Deuce. Hey, I just wanted to tell you I just finished busting a nut in my local convenience store. Nice. And I actually think I busted a fucking tooth as well. But, hey, anyway, I just wanted to tell you I'm glad you're back. I missed you. I was going through with Jarls, Jonesing really bad.
Oh, me
and now
too.
Now I got my Timmy fix back. I can be normal again and stop contemplating killing people and hurting small animals and that type of thing, having sex with apes. But, I was listening to your lightning round of voicemails, and unfortunately you cut me off, but and please don't cut this one off, but I have a better idea than a Wikipedia.
That's all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. Want you guys to email
for people to find out what's going on with Distorted View. Sign up for the fucking goddamn sideshow.
That's right.
It's that easy. All this shit's there.
That's right. Another reason to sign up for the sideshow. That's all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. Want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line 480-206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD, as in oh God.
I got 5 girls in my class who want to suck my dick.
I never noticed this before, but the way the little kid says dick.
Suck my dick.
Sounds a lot like a little observation there for you. Oh, doesn't that bring back childhood memories of watching Inspector Gadget? Vote for us a podcast alley. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. We're not done yet, though. If your sideshow member's got a bonus episode a little bit later today. Otherwise, we'll see you back tomorrow with Big Friday Show. Until then, bye, everybody!
I had my first bukkake before I even knew what it was.